New Normal. A Sensate fanfic. Written by Ree by Ten. Read by Black Glass. Dating someone with seven other people in their head is weird. It's actually not as weird for Amanita as she sometimes thinks it should be. It was strangely easy to accept the reality of whatever this thing is. But she loves Nomi, trusts her. And the whole thing is actually kind of exciting, aside from the rather too frequent threats to their lives. More often than not, having Nomi speaking to people all the way across the globe is stranger for other people than it is for Amanita. She knows what's going on when Nomi suddenly looks at things that aren't there, or starts talking to people who aren't there. She may not always know exactly why or what, but she's content to see how things go. After the first few times, it's not even weird anymore. Just the new normal. But for other people. They were at a pride event, one that had been planned months ago, and that they'd been looking forward to. Really, they looked forward to just about any pride event they could get to. But this one promised to be a more subdued affair than their usual, and a good chance to meet new people, since there were groups coming in from all over California, not just San Francisco. After the first half hour or so, they'd separated a bit to mingle. Amanita saw some people she recognized as friends of friends from college, and stopped to talk with them, while Nomi continued on to find one of the speakers for the next day's events. It was fine, the both of them doing their own things and having fun, until Amanita caught sight of Bianca and a few other women near Nomi, who was apparently talking to someone in the cluster. Amanita still hadn't forgotten how the woman had harassed Nomi before, and without another thought, Amanita headed in that direction. She could hear Bianca before she even got there, and it only made her more angry. "Ugh, look at that. I can't believe they had the audacity to come here," Bianca said, a sneer of contempt on her face that made Amanita want to wipe it off with her fist. "And still pretending to be a woman," one of the other women said. "So typical of a man to shit all over safe spaces for lesbians." All Amanita could think was that they were lucky a security guard had been hired for the event, and was standing only a dozen or so feet away. Otherwise, Amanita was pretty sure she'd be doing something that would get her arrested. Not that that would be the worst thing to happen to them in the past couple of weeks, but staying out from under police scrutiny was still pretty important. "Is he talking to himself over there?" a third woman asked. She was probably beautiful, but Amanita really just wanted to rip her bleached blonde hair out. "I can't believe they let someone like that in here. He's obviously crazy. And probably dangerous." Bianca nodded. "He obviously needs to be institutionalized." That was all Amanita could take of someone shit-talking Nomi. She crossed the last few feet between her and the woman in two strides, and swung, catching Bianca right in the nose. "Shut your fucking mouth, you nasty bitch," Amanita hissed, grinning with vicious amusement as Bianca clutched her nose, blood dripping down her face. Her hand hurt from the blow, but it was so, so worth it. "What the fuck?" Amanita turned to the woman who'd spoken, smile widening at the way she flinched back. "Back off before I deck you too," she replied. "I'm done with you assholes spewing that kind of shit about Nomi, when you know jack shit about her." "Hey, what's going on here?" the guard asked, finally realizing there was a commotion going on. He probably hadn't expected anything more than a little drunken disorderly out of an event like this. The three women who'd been bashing Nomi immediately began pointing the finger at Amanita, saying she'd attacked them without provocation. It wasn't true at all, but it probably wasn't worth arguing over at the moment. Amanita let them say their piece, keeping an eye on Nomi, who finally seemed to have realized Amanita had gotten herself in the middle of something. All right, I've heard enough," the guard said, after a few minutes of listening, his eyes wide as he turned to look at Amanita. His hand drifted to the handcuffs at the back of his belt, and that was the only sign Amanita needed. "Run!" she shouted, as she made for the closest exit, just past where Nomi was still standing. She grabbed Nomi's hand, and before the women or the guard knew what was happening, the two of them were out the door. They could hear the sound of footsteps and doors slamming behind them moments later, but Amanita didn't look back. Right now, they just needed to get as far away as possible, as quickly as possible. They skidded to a halt in an alleyway a few blocks over from the building where the Pride event was being held. It was dark enough, and hopefully far enough away, that no one would spot them, even if anyone did manage to chase them that far. They both leaned against the wall, panting, hands still entwined. "What was that about?" Nomi asked, pushing her glasses up with her free hand, as she finally caught her breath. Amanita ducked her head, feeling a little abashed by her actions, now that they were away from those women. But she couldn't help the smile that appeared. She didn't regret what she'd done whatsoever. She'd do anything it took to protect Nomi from people like that. Her girlfriend was amazing, and didn't deserve any of that shit. "They said some shit about you that I didn't like," Amanita said simply. "I just showed them they were wrong." Nomi let out a snort of laughter, leaning forward until their foreheads touched, breaths mingling in the cool evening air. "From what I saw, you did a little more than that," she replied, eyes curious. "I don't think I've seen you get that angry before. It must have been some pretty bad shit." "It was," Amanita said. She sighed when Nomi just kept looking at her, knowing that her girlfriend wasn't going to let it go so easily. But she also didn't want to upset Nomi by telling her exactly what they said. "It was those transphobic bitches from before," she continued. "They saw you talking, and it looked like you were talking to yourself. They said you were crazy, so I got a little angry." "You are the best thing that's ever happened to me," Nomi said, and Amanita could see she was blinking back tears. Amanita leaned in and gave her a kiss, as sweet and full of feeling as she could make it. "I love you," she said simply, once they pulled apart. "Let's go home," Nomi whispered, a sinful smile on her lips that made Amanita's stomach tie itself in excited knots. "I still have to properly thank you for defending my honor." End of story. Thanks for listening.